This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's in Saudi Arabia today at the launch of what's being called the Terrorist Financing Targeting Center. He's also talking about terrorist funding with senior officials in Israel and Qatar. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
In the past, the U.S. and Gulf states would meet a few times a year around a big table and talk about cutting off cash flows to terrorist groups. This new effort, based in Riyadh, will be ongoing and more sophisticated.
An actual center at which people are working every day to cooperatively identify and frustrate terror financing efforts in the region.
Matthew Levitt is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says there are still a lot of question marks.
It's not clear how much political buy-in there is. How are those relationships going to work?
Louise Shelley studies terrorism finance at George Mason University. She says for the center to be successful, it'll need to focus not just on bank robberies and oil sales, but on smaller under-policed activities.
Such as cigarette smuggling, dealing in counterfeits, dealing in antiquities that provide a significant revenue source for terrorist groups.
And the center opens at a time when more and more terrorism fundraising happens online. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.